WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 20 degrees and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Meta, parent of Facebook, released a new report declaring artificial intelligence did not play a major role in election disinformation this year.
Meta says that AI-enabled disinformation campaigns did not materialize in a significant way on its platforms, which include Facebook and Instagram. The company says that AI political content represented less than 1% of all fact-check misinformation in the months leading up to the 2024 election.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. The Trump administration and Justice Department signed a memorandum of understanding to facilitate background checks, but there is no guarantee the president-elect will submit his nominees to FBI background checks. Trenton Waterworks, which provides the drinking water in the New Jersey capital, is acknowledging its water went largely untested for more than a year. The company says it fired a worker it claimed phonied up the reports. This is ABC News. A tense quiet return to the Israel-Lebanon border.
Israel and Lebanon reaffirming their commitment to a U.S.-brokered ceasefire signed less than a week ago. That after the sides traded rounds late Monday, leaving 9 dead on the Lebanese side. The Israeli army defending its strikes, alleging Hezbollah is entering prohibited areas and attempting to fire and reclaim weapons. Defense Minister Yisrael Katz warning Beirut, if the ceasefire collapses, the IDF will hit not just Hezbollah, but Lebanese targets. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
It's been called the closest the world has ever come to a vaccine against HIV. Pharmaceutical Gilead previously said its twice-yearly shot was 100% effective in women, and last week it reported it worked nearly as well in men. Gilead says it will allow less expensive generic versions to be sold in 120 lower-income countries, mostly in Africa, Southeast Asia, and the Caribbean. Richard Cantu.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Some morning sunshine today, then variable clouds and windy, scattered snow showers by midday, and a high of 37. Southwest and northwest winds at 15 to 30 miles per hour, with gusts of 40 to 45 this afternoon. Windy and much colder tonight, a few flurries early, then partly cloudy, a low of 11. Thursday, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy, and chilly, a high of 24. And for Friday, partly cloudy and still cool, a high of 27. There's a wind advisory from noon through late evening for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grand counties, and from 2 p.m. through late evening in Sauk and Iowa counties. Right now in Richland Center, we have an east to northeast wind at 2 miles per hour, and that's after a midnight reading of 24. We're down to our overnight low thus far. It is 20 in Richland Center. That's how it stacks up weather-wise as we get today started, Wednesday, December 4th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly
night. Would you like to see if the streets of heaven are really paved with gold? Would you like to hear your favorite Bible story told by the man who walked upon the water and washed away your sins? Well, if you think it's time to save your soul, let's hear you say amen.
Amen.
We've got five seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train.
One double and
four seats left before the wheels begin to roll.
Three seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only two, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train, on the glory train. La 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 la, on the glory train.
Don't you want to see the friends you lost who are waiting on the other shore? Don't you want to spend your eternal life behind heaven's doorway? Love and charity inspires the music in the air. Peace and joy is your reward and it's waiting for you there. Where
we got five back seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train.
One's gone, we got four seats left before the wheels begin to roll.
Three seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only two, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train, on the glory train. La 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 la, on the glory train.
Let the fill before we ride on the glory train. One's gone, we got four seats left before the wheels begin to roll.
Three seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only two, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train, on the glory train. La 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 la, on the glory train.
We start the day in a positive way. Pat Boone taking a ride on the glory train. Before that, our national anthem performed by Sandy Patty. Here we are together again, kids. It's 8 minutes after five on a Wednesday morning. Fill me with you. And it looks like it's going to get downright blustery. So prepare. Tie your bonnet on tight today because we're going to have some winds. And I called it yesterday. There weren't any wind advisories or warnings or anything, but I said, you know, we're getting up there toward some more dangerous winds on a day that is a little bit cooler. I think there's going to be advisory or a warning, but it is an advisory for later today for those winds that could kick in 15 to 30 and gusts 40 to 45 this afternoon. If you're driving a high-profile vehicle, that could be a little bit of a challenge. Even with a challenge, the old Vibe, which isn't very heavy. So the old Vibe, I might have to, I don't know, maybe tie some bricks on it so it doesn't go airborne this afternoon. Anyway, we're going. We're ready. It's time to start the chores on a Wednesday with WRCO and the Light in the Milk House Show.
Reno Band! On the third day of Christmas, Court & Main gave to me 25% off all red Christmas decor. Valid only today. Watch out for tomorrow's daily deal.
Take away the trees and the birds all have to sit upon the ground. And take away their wings and the birds all have to walk to get around. And take away the bird baths and dirty birds will soon be everywhere. And take away their feathers and the birds will walk around in underwear. And take away their and the birds will have to whisper when they sing. And take away their common sense and they'll be headed southward in the spring. Oh, Minari, my darling, when spring is in the air and the fall-headed birds are whispering everywhere, when you see them walking southward in their dirty underwear, that's Tennessee birdwalk. So the birds won't have to sit upon the ground. And how about some wings so the birds won't have to walk to get around. And how about a bird bath or two so the birds will all be clean. And how about some feathers so their underwear no longer will be seen. How about a little the birds won't have to whisper when they sing.
Choo-choo.
And how about some common sense that won't be blocking traffic in the spring? Oh, remember me, my darling, when spring is in the air and the ball-headed birds are whispering everywhere. When you see them walking southward in their dirty underwear, there's Tennessee bird walk.
Choo-choo.
There's Tennessee bird walk. That's Tennessee Birdwalk.
Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan and the Tennessee Birdwalk on WRCO Radio. It's a chilly one for all of us birds today. Winds around 3 miles per hour, and that's just a mere thing of what it's going to be a little bit later on today. Temperature 20 degrees, that is so far the overnight low. The winter market will be held today at the Richland Center Community and Senior Center from noon until 4. See what area produce you can find at today's market. And a reminder, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints offers a free course to anyone who wants to learn English. The class runs from 7 until 8, every Thursday from 11 until noon, every Saturday at the church located on Executive Lane in Richland Center. For more information, call 262-893-3763. From Community Calendar today, a check of sports coming up. Tough loss for the Badger men last night.
I'm going down to Feather River Canyon. Gotta go down, Donner Summit is closed. Another 80 miles and I sure am lonesome, 'cause I'll be late getting home. Roll, truck, roll, take me to my baby. I'm tired of being alone. Roll, truck, roll, I wanna see my baby. Roll me, truck, roll me on home. One of these days I'm gonna quit this old road when I've saved enough money. Gonna buy me a place back home and live a little. Just me and my kids and my honey. Mama said that little Tommy's not doing too well in school. Said he keeps talking about his daddy that he hardly knows. The teacher said he just sits at his desk all day and draws pictures of trucks. I guess I know what that means, what it shows. Why, I'm not home 3 months out of the year. And here lately, it's showing on me, too. Oh, I saw a lot of the country at first, and I really liked it then. But anymore, there's just none of it new. Oh, what a long old haul this one's been. I've had rain most of the way, and now it's beginning to pour. Sure looks cold, that wind blowing up through that canyon. But gotta keep my spirits up, so I guess I'll just sing a little more. I'm going down to Feather River Canyon. Gotta go down, Donner Summit is closed. Another 80 miles and I sure am lonesome, 'cause I'll be late getting home. To my baby, I'm tired of being alone. Roll, truck, roll, I wanna see my baby. Roll me, truck, roll me on home.
Tommy Cash on the Milk House Show and Roll, Truck, Roll. Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater, with great snacks and family-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. And the Leah Granzo Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel and Highland. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance. A look at sports today is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. The River Valley boys basketball team picked up a win in the home opener last night, 56-41 over Evansville. Sauk Prairie defeated Richland Center in boys basketball, 68-36. Lancaster edged Darlington, 67-65. Dodgeville, 64. Wisconsin Heights, 50. Royal over Seneca, 70-47. Westby, 72. Cashton, 33. North Crawford over Brookwood, 88-39. Pittsville over New Lisbon, 58-31. Among the boys' basketball scores from last night. In girls' hoops, Hillsboro edged Richland Center, 33-28. Ithaca was a winner against New Lisbon, 60-30. River Valley, 50. Wisconsin Heights, 31. Darlington over Riverdale, 47-36. Southwestern, 66. Boscobel, 56. Cuba City over Fenimore, 68-28. Belleville, 48. Lancaster, 37. Highland, 61. Benton, 12. Seneca, 44-36 over Lafarge Youth Initiative. Elsewhere, Michigan defeated number 11 Wisconsin, 67-64. In the Big Ten opener for both men's basketball teams, Michigan won its sixth straight and handed Wisconsin its first loss of the season. John Tanier scored 18, John Blackwell 16 for Wisconsin. In the NBA, Cleveland 118, Washington 87. The Bucks stayed hot with a win over Detroit 128-107. Philadelphia 110, Charlotte 104. Toronto 122, Indiana 111. New York 121, Orlando 106. Oklahoma City over Utah 133-106. Dallas 121, Memphis 116. Phoenix 104, San Antonio 93. Denver 119. Golden State 115. The Clippers beat Portland 127-105. Sacramento 120. Houston 111. From the NHL, Montreal 2-1 over the Islanders in overtime. Seattle 4, Carolina 2. Colorado 5-4 over Buffalo. It was a total of 4 overtimes. San Jose 2-1 over Washington. Pittsburgh 5-4 over Florida. Boston 3, Detroit 2. Minnesota 3-2 over Vancouver. Elsewhere, St. Louis 4, Winnipeg 1. Calgary 3-0 over Columbus. And Vegas 1-0 over Edmonton. That's an update on sports today.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
524, 20 degrees. It is a warm one. But you know, once you get moving around, you'll be maybe taking off your coat and taking off your sweater. And, be careful today. Here we go, the aerobic polka, the strip polka. One and a two and a three. The Deutschmeisters and the old strip polka there. Be careful. It's probably not a good morning to be doing that unless you're stripping paint, maybe. Yes. Coming up next, farm news and markets.
Mama, what did you say? mind was drifting off on Martinique Bay. It's not that I'm not interested, you see. Augusta, Georgia is just no place to be.
I think Jamaican in the moonlight, sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, mama, but we can go. We'll split the difference, go to Coconut Grove.
Keep on talking, mama, I can hear your voice that tickles down inside of my ear. I feel a tropical vacation this year might be the answer to this hillbilly beard.
I think Jamaican in the moonlight, sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, mama, but we can go. We'll split the difference, go to Coconut Grove.
Voila, an American dream, where we can travel, girl, without any means.
When it's as easy as closing your eyes and dream Jamaica is a big neon sign.
Falling down, I think a tropical vacation this year might be the answer to this hillbilly beer. And
voila, an American dream. Yeah, we can travel, girl, without any means. When it's as easy as closing your eyes and dream Jamaica is a big neon sign. Just think Jamaica. Sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, mama, but we can go. Split the difference, go to Coconut Grove.
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on WRCO Radio and a warm American dream. We're headed toward 37 later today with some morning sunshine and then scattered snow showers later. And then the winds kick in 15 to 30 miles per hour, perhaps up to 40 to 45 miles per hour later. Right now, winds around a mere 3 miles per hour. It is 20 degrees in Richland Center at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Winter disease preparedness. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans aren't just new, they're revolutionary. With superior genetics, Z-Series soybeans deliver yield potential like you've never seen. Your best year starts with Pioneer. A veterinarian with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health says livestock producers should monitor and understand the threat of avian influenza this winter. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson reports from the Midwest Pork Conference.
Dr. Kelly Werling says the number of H5N1 cases reported in the U.S. has steadily increased. She tells Brownfield the detection of the virus in swine has prompted more testing.
I think in the future we're going to see some additional testing here in Indiana, and I think you're going to see it across the nation and other states too.
From Noblesville, Indiana, I'm Aaron Anderson for Brownfield.
An agreement between Murphy Family Ventures and Smithfield will allow the Murphy family to return to independent pork production. In a news release, Smithfield says the agreement establishes a Murphy-owned farming business with capacity to produce approximately 3.2 million hogs annually for Smithfield's fresh pork operations. Technology is keeping stored grain and farmers safe. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Joel Morgan, owner of Northern Illinois-based Morgan Millwright Services, says maintaining stored grain through the winter is one of the most dangerous jobs on the farm.
Traditionally, you would need to go in the bin to check it to make sure it's in condition, which is dangerous.
He tells Brownfield advancements in grain monitoring technology are making the task safer.
So we have temperature and moisture monitoring cables that can run the fans by themselves. There's an app where you can look at the condition of the grain in the bin, or it'll send you text messages. If there's a problem, you need to move that grain or change something.
Morgan says stored grain is the equivalent of a farmer's savings account and should be protected accordingly.
It's a big investment sitting in the bin, and if a whole bin spoils, that's a big loss.
From the 2024 Greater Peoria Farm Show in Peoria, Illinois, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
And a University of Wisconsin researcher says farmers should consider controlling how much water their drainage systems let out of the fields. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
Stephen Hall tells Brownfield many farmers use drain tile systems to remove excess water from fields, but many could be gaining additional benefits by having a control gate at the outlet.
If conditions are dry, you can raise the gate to hold water back. When it's wet, you can take the gates out and let it flow.
Hall says farmers that have very old drainage systems and high nutrient levels in their runoff water should consider replacing the old drain tile.
There's actually lower dissolved phosphorus in modern corrugated plastic tile than in our old clay and concrete tile because there's simply less sediment that gets into our modern tile systems.
From the Badger Crops and Soils Update meeting in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
What makes Dairyland Seed soybeans special? More. The next generation of Dairyland Seed brand Enlist E3 soybeans offer the most advanced trait technology available, setting a new standard for weed control and yield performance in the upper Midwest. Backed by a network of local dealers and direct access to the industry's leading agronomists, you get more on-farm support to help you get the most out of every seed you plant. More intelligent soybeans with more insights and information. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we ensure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
A client day for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Tuesday. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were around $192 to $194 live in the South, but still weren't established in the North. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers under 650 pounds were $8 to $25 higher. Steers over 650 pounds sold from $8 lower to $4 higher. Feeder heifers under 550 pounds were $3 to $20 higher, and heavier weights were steady to $8 lower. The USDA says supply was very heavy with very good demand. Medium and large one feeder steers 600 to 649 pounds brought $285 to $320. Medium and large one feeder heifer 601 to 648 pounds brought $253 to $283. Boxed beef closed sharply lower and lower on light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 368 at 309.33. Select closed $1.67 lower at 275.53. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down nearly 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a huge negotiated run. Processors were much more aggressive in their procurement efforts Tuesday and were bidding up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market strong, which has been helping provide support to the market, but domestic demand remains inconsistent. The industry is also monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs. Bears and gilts at the National Daily. Director up 292 with a weighted average of 86.89. The Iowa Minnesota closed 412 higher with a weighted average of 88.69. And the Western Corn Belt closed 480 higher with a weighted average of 88.77. Pork values were sharply lower, down 305 at 89.61. Bellies were sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and up about 5,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up ahead of the week's direct cash business, and lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade with pork lower during the session. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
There are plenty of lenders out there, but few know farming like Compeer Financial. We are here with industry knowledge, a commitment to agriculture, and a will to help you succeed. Whether you farm 300 acres or 3,000, or your herd size is big or small, Compeer Financial, here for you. Call 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up with higher moves in meal and oil. January beans were 6.5 higher at 991 and 3 quarters. March was up 6.25 at 997 and a quarter. Corn was down, keeping an eye on weather in South America. March was down 0.25 at 432 and 0.25. May was 0.25 lower at 438. Cattle were higher, getting ready for widespread direct business. February live was up $1.15 at $189.07. April was up $1.02 at $191.15. January feeders were $2.45 higher, $259.30. And hogs were mixed, mostly unable to follow through on the early gains, with pork lower at midday. February was down a dime at $87.85, and April lean was 15 cents lower at $92.32. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
For some families, there is no greater pain than having to talk about transitioning the farm. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I rarely borrow from a competing ag medium, but today's show involves some Farm Journal research about farm transition planning. They presented highlights during a recent webinar, which also featured a Canadian farm transition expert, Elaine Fraze.
Conflict avoidance and procrastination is killing agriculture. Talk does not cook rice. You have to act.
Fraze says the Farm Journal study found only about a quarter of the succession talks going on were being led by the younger generation.
Newsflash. Older people listening to this, we are not trying to push you off of your farm, but what we are trying to do is push you towards action so that the equity and the cascading of wealth can be starting now with a warm hand, not a dead one.
Fraze says you won't know how the transition conversation will go until you try it.
What's the one thing you as a young farmer, older farmer, are going to do to get clarity and stop making assumptions about what everybody else in your family thinks, feels, needs, and wants? And it's only a conversation away, and you don't have to do it by yourself.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, holds slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday at 8:30, featuring a wide variety of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. This Friday's feeder sale at 9 a.m. is a special Papa Alliance black-hided calf and yearling sale. Please note, no Holsteins for this event. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Missouri ag economist Scott Brown says the USDA is forecasting an already record trade deficit in the U.S. to grow even larger in 2025.
USDA is now saying for FY25, so what would have started October 1st of 2024, $45.5 billion net importer. So when we look, we're talking about becoming bigger net importers.
He says there are a couple of sectors where there have been substantial increases in imports.
We've seen things like fruits and vegetables grow on again, off again, used cooking oil coming in for renewable fuels.
Brown tells Brownfield while the trade deficit is increasing overall, the livestock sector tells a different story.
Overall, USDA increased exports of livestock, poultry, and dairy products by $0.7 billion. Beef and veal was up $0.4 billion.
And Cargill has announced plans to lay off about 5% of its workforce. The Minnesota-based company is the world's largest ag commodity trader and employs more than 160,000 people worldwide. In a statement, Cargill says the changes are part of a long-term strategy set earlier this year. Checking markets, December Class 3 milk futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange closed a penny lower at $18.51 Tuesday, January 3 cents lower at $18.22, February down 6 at $18.55. March through May milk futures steady to 8 cents lower. For cash dairy, dry whey was down a quarter cent at 72.5 cents Tuesday. Barrels up 4.5 at 165. Blocks were up 3.75 at 167. Butter up 2.75 at 252.25. And non-fat dry milk was down 2 cents Tuesday at 137.5. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Winter is here and it's cold outside. Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. To help you keep warm this winter, we have many different types of LP and kerosene heaters. We carry LP tanks from 1 pound up to the big 100 pound tanks. Also, if you already have a tank, stop in and we'd be more than happy to fill it for you. We also carry 2.5 gallon jugs of kerosene also. So please stop in to Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as usual, we appreciate your business. business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A high of 37 degrees today with winds kicking in there. They're going to be just blowing something fierce later. 15 to 30 mile per hour with 40 to 45 mile an hour gusts. A wind advisory for a lot of our listening area begins this afternoon. A low of 11 this evening with a few flurries early. And then Thursday, 24, breezy and chilly conditions. Friday, 27, we keep reading, 40 for Saturday, 48 Sunday. Right now, a northeast wind is at 4 miles per hour. We're up a degree from the overnight low. It is 21 at WRCO. 13 away from 6 on the Milk House Show.
Santa had a cup of coffee and he ate a little snack. Throwed his old pack right over his back. Opened the window of his little shack and shouted, "Oh, Dasher and Dancer, Vixen and Blitzen, come on here. We're gonna get a going and spread some cheer. So limber your legs and sharpen your hooves, 'cause tonight is the night we're gonna jump to the roofs." Well, the reindeer, they were so proud and grand to take another trip all over the land. They jumped right into their proper place to get hepped up for that midnight race. Santa, he shook off the ice and snow, boarded his sleigh and then yelled, "Let's go." All the little toys were happy too, because they were so bright and new. A little piano then started to play. Old Santa began to swing and to sway. Thought he heard a toy drum start to beat, but he found it was the rhythm of the reindeer's feet. The reindeer boogied in the middle of the road. "Tonight we have a mighty big load. Don't boogie to the left, no boogie to the right. Do the reindeer boogie this Christmas Eve night." In the middle of the road, tonight we have a mighty big load. Don't boogie to the left, no boogie to the right. Do the reindeer boogie this Christmas Eve night.
Happy holidays from Heather from the Creative Outlet, where special orders for craft supplies are available weekly.
Connie Smith on the Mill Cow Show from WRCO. It's Wednesday already. I thought that when I first batted an eye this morning. I was like, what? Yo, Wednesday. Okay, yeah. The week's moving by. Here's a reminder, something going on this weekend, pretty special. The Christmas service at the Little Brown Church of Bear Valley will be held Sunday at 1:30. Pastor Jonathan Morris, new pastor at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church, will provide the Christmas message. Jan Richardson will be the accompanist, and the church choir will provide the holiday music. Coffee hour will follow the service, and light refreshments will be provided.
On the third day of Christmas, Court & Main gave to me 25% off all red Christmas decor, valid only today. Watch out for tomorrow's daily deal.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Verona.
Santa Claus is coming to Arena Saturday, December 7th from 8 a.m. to noon. The Wildlife Forever ATV Club and Arena VFW are hosting Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW. Kids will get to pick out special gifts for their family members, and Santa's helpful elves will wrap each one ready to go right under the Christmas tree. Gifts are generously donated by the community, some brand new, some gently used. Parents, a small donation, just 50 cents to a dollar per item, helps keep the magic alive. And while the elves work their magic, kids can meet Santa, share their Christmas wishes, and enjoy the holiday spirit. They are still collecting small gift donations for the workshop. Drop them off at Prem Meats, Crappie Shop, or Grandma Mary's. Saturday, December 7th, bring your little ones to Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW, 8 until noon. Let's make this holiday season unforgettable. Sponsored by Wildlife Forever ATV Club and the Arena VFW.
Wilkinson Auctions huge equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features two farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December Equipment Consignment Auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. A strong low pressure system swirling across Lake Superior this morning has been driving some snow through northeast Wisconsin, upper Michigan, now into northern Michigan. That's moving away, but behind the low, a strong cold front barreling down from Minnesota. That'll slide through here this afternoon, should bring us a couple of brief scattered snow showers and mainly some strong winds. That's going to be the big impact today, and then rapidly falling temperatures by this evening. Wind gusts could actually get up over 40 miles per hour, so a wind advisory has been posted from noon today through late evening in Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grant counties, starting at 2 p.m. today in Sauk and Iowa counties. So be sure to secure loose objects in your yard like garbage cans, drive carefully, and do expect some scattered damage to weak tree limbs. Now, we are expecting those much colder temperatures to move in tonight, stick with us tomorrow into early Friday, but then a fairly quick rebound for the weekend. It will be about 10 degrees above normal. A weather system could impact us by late Sunday and Monday. The forecast for today, some morning sunshine, then variably cloudy and windy. Scattered snow showers by midday with a high near 37. Southwest wind becoming northwest 15 to 30 miles an hour. Gusts 40 to 45 this afternoon. Windy and much colder tonight. A few flurries early, then partly cloudy. Low near 11. Northwest wind 15 to 25. Gusty early. Tomorrow partly cloudy to sunny. Breezy and chilly. High 24. Northwest wind 10 to 20. Thursday night partly cloudy and cold. Low near 10. 10 degrees. On Friday, partly cloudy, still chilly, high 27. Heading into Saturday, partly sunny, breezy and warmer, low 16 with a high of 40. Sunday, mostly cloudy and mild, high 48. Chance of patchy light rain or drizzle late Sunday into early Monday. Monday's high in the mid-40s. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we're at 21 degrees. Yesterday, we topped out at 28. The record high for December 4th goes back to 2017. A recent record, we were at 63 degrees. The record low, 12 below zero, set in the area in 1886. Last year's high, 39. The low was 32. Sunset will occur at 4:26 this afternoon, while sunrise time this morning will be at 7:18. We have an east-northeast wind at around 4 miles per hour. Barometer is steady at 29.65. No precipitation today. We have skies that are partly cloudy through the overnight. And after a midnight reading of 24, a low of 20. Right now we're at 21 degrees.